Hello, hello, everyone. Thumbs up if you can hear me, everybody. I've been having trouble with my microphone lately. All right, thank you so much. Let me do my logistical things. Let me open the chat. I see. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's almost the weekend. Are you all excited as me? Oh, I got... Let me close these blinds. Ooh, how about that close-up? Ooh, that's good. Y'all just got a good close-up up my forehead. Okay, that's better. Hello from Labrador, Canada, Tanya B. We've got a couple of hands raised already. Y'all, I am so excited to, let me move my camera to center this over so I can make sure everything makes sense today. I'm going to change my name. I am not Corinne Crabtree. Y'all, I am Coach Christy. If you have never been on a call with me, nice to meet you. I am really excited to talk about nighttime urges and nighttime eating tonight. I will tell you that this is a very common question and something we talk about a lot and ask coaches. Get a lot of questions about nighttime eating on Facebook. I work with it a lot with my private clients. And so this is a very, very, very common time to overeat, eat off plan. And if you have not looked at module 3, which is all about urges, and lesson 6, which is specifically about nighttime urges, I really encourage you to check that out. Corinne did the watch party yesterday, where she actually played the, I think it was module or lessons. It was like 5, 6, 7, 8. Anyway, it was the middle part of module 3. And then she answered questions. If you missed it live, the replay will be posted by Friday. So it would be a great, great replay for y'all to watch because it specifically talks about in lesson 6, nighttime eating. Yes, it was a great watch party. Okay, so tonight, if you are brand new to NoBS, tonight is an open coaching call. You just raise your hand. We will only be talking about nighttime eating. So if you have questions outside of nighttime eating, please, please, please come to Ask Coaches. And let me see. Oh, thanks. Hi, Judy. Thanks for saying I'm terrific. It's good to see you. Let me see, too. Where is my coach of record today? Who is in the chat? I think it's Coach Dina. Dina, are you here? Do you have your hand raised so I can pull you up? Vivian, hi. I'm just saying hello from Michigan. My mom's from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Sydney, Australia. Wow. We are international, y'all. Looks like Corinne dyed her hair. Oh, I know. Corinne and I have had very similar hairstyles. Norfolk, UK. Newbie First Live Training. Hi, Rosalind. Thanks for coming tonight. We're going to get a lot of really fun coaching in and have a good time and learn a lot of good tips. Okay. I am here instead of eating right now. Nanette, yes, I love it. Saskatchewan, Canada, I love it. Okay, y'all, let's get right to it. Let's see, we'll start with Andrea. I'm going to pull you up. Here we go. Going to get right to coaching. See how many people we can get through tonight. Okay, come on, Zoom. Let me pull her up. Promote to panelists. All right, Andrea, you're coming on up. Andrea M. Let me move my window so I'm looking at y'all. Okay. Hey, hello. Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. It's really nice to meet you.
You too. I was listening to the maintenance call today and realized that this call was tonight, and I figured that this is what I would do tonight.
Awesome. So, fun.
I'm so glad you pulled me up.
Cool.
So I've lost 85 pounds. I've been in maintenance for a year and a half.
Okay.
And the thing I think I still struggle with the most is nighttime eating, overeating like planned things at night.
Okay.
As well as, or eating off plan when I don't plan. I've tried everything. Okay. Like I've tried planning my snacks. I tried not planning, and I still probably about, I was looking through my data, probably about 50% of the time still eat at night.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Why is your night eating a problem? Are you in maintenance?
I'm in maintenance, but what happens is I notice like I'll go above my range and then I have to make some changes and go back down. So I sort of am usually within 3 pounds of my upper end of my range. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, I notice I'm not hungry. I don't want to do this. Like it's not, and it causes distress. Like it I think about it. I don't want to do this. It's the habit I'm still working on.
Okay. Okay. Why does it cause you? Let's just start with the top layer, right? So let's see if we can just sort of take down the temperature a little bit about the fact that you're doing it, right? Because so many times we want to fix the nighttime eating, but we have this layer of judgment on top of it. It makes it really hard to like solve for our nighttime eating when we make, when we're making it just a big deal. So why is your nighttime eating? Why is this a big deal to you? Like you, I know you said you don't want to do it. Tell me why.
I think because the rest of the time, like when I eat my meals and stuff, I eat pretty much to enough, including at dinner. So okay. I'm not hungry when I'm going. And I know that it's totally a coping mechanism. And I do it on night, like after the kids are in bed. Like I have a specific time. I've done the discovery worksheets. It's at the same time. It tends to be Thursday nights, actually, the worst, because Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my busiest days. And I'm still using it to relax.
Okay. Okay. Have you listened to module 3, lesson 6?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you know how she goes over, and for those of you that haven't listened to it yet, Corinne kind of gives six different sort of, I don't know, scenarios, I guess, or reasons, most common reasons that we nighttime eat. And this is the classic example of one of the reasons. Okay. So tell me, so you've tried different things to stop the nighttime eating. What have you tried? You said you've tried planning it. What else have you tried?
Yeah, I've tried planning it. I've tried not planning it and then just trying to sit with it. And that works about 50% of the time, I would say. Mm-hmm. If I catch myself before I go, like before I start eating. But if I don't like purposely try and enter, like if I don't have that thought in my brain to pause, then I just like go into it. Like I go into it, I eat, I'm not hungry. And then I do this discovery worksheet the next day. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing I'm worried about is like the rest of my stuff feels pretty locked in. So when I go above my range, like I know it's probably related to this.
Okay. So this is a good reason. Now here's what we want to do. Let's normalize your nighttime eating for just a second. Okay. And do you know why we normalize things? Why do we normalize our actions or our thoughts?
Because it like takes the temperature down a little bit.
Yeah.
And some of the judgment away.
Exactly. See, you're an expert, right? That's exactly what it does. It takes away the judgment. It takes away all of that. Okay. So how does it make sense right now that you are overeating at night?
Because it's how I've always coped with stress and like, especially the relief of stress. Mm-hmm. Like once the stress is gone, it's how I've always dealt with it.
Okay. Okay. And is that what you write on your discovery worksheets? Is that your pattern thought?
It's almost always like it's a break, it's a treat, it's something. Often I'm doing like dishes while I'm doing it. So it's like I don't want to be doing dishes, so I eat to like get through it as well.
So you're like in a couple of the categories, right? Like let me just take a minute and review the categories. So there's six of them. So the first one is you're actually hungry. Right? That's not you, right? The second one is we overeat at dinner because we are using it to relax, or we eat at night because we're using it to relax. That's part of you, right? The third one is we get too hungry throughout the day. And so nighttime is the time that we feed ourselves. Okay, that's not you. Then we have rebel syndrome, right? Where we are good all day. And so then at night, it's our time to like, I deserve it. I've been good all day. Those kinds of things. That's not you. Number five is guilt, which is really common for women. Like we eat to escape our feeling of shame or how we've been describing ourselves all day. So we eat at night because of that. And then number six, because stress. We've been like building up stress all day long. So at night is our crash. Okay. So you actually fit into a couple of different categories. Okay. So if you are using food to relax, like this is so good. And I just want you to see this, Andrea, that you are already well ahead of the game in the fact that you know exactly what your true need is, right? Because the first thing in understanding our nighttime eating is, what is it doing for me? And you already know that. It's helping you relax, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you know that you have a need to relax, and you've always used food to do that, what do you think your next steps are?
I assume it's like trying to find something else to relax.
Okay.
That would be like, that's what I thought is the next step. And I'm still working on that.
Okay. What have you tried so far?
So some of it's, I've tried just like not going back down to the kitchen and then just like, you know, doing my nighttime routine basically, and just going to bed and reading or listening to a podcast or something.
Okay. And, does that work for you?
Like, yes. And that's what I would be doing if I wasn't eating. It's just being a bit more intentional with it. Mm-hmm. But does it feel like I'm relaxing the same way as eating? No.
Okay. Why not?
I don't know. I think that's the problem, is I've never found anything that relaxes me as much as eating does. Mm. Or that makes me feel the same.
Mm. How does eating make you feel at night?
It's like, I'm probably numbing out from the stress, like from the stress of the day, actually, now that I think about it.
Mm.
It just gives me a pause.
Okay. It gives you a pause. Like it's an escape.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you've been telling yourself that I eat at night to relax, but actually what you're doing is you're eating at night to escape the stress of the day.
Yeah.
What are you stressed about during the day?
Like work mainly, like just it's a stressful job, and then just hurrying home from work, getting everything for the kids, like getting the little kids to bed. So it's just like, it feels go, 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 go. And then that's the first time where I actually get to pause.
Do you remember the example that she gave in module 6? Yeah. She said that same thing, right? Like, and this is a lot of us. I remember this too. When my kids are grown now, but when my kids were little, this was very common for me. It's like, dinner time was especially it for me. Like I wanted to extend dinner because dinner was the demarcation of my first job and my second job. It was like the splitting point, right? And so yours is just later in the day. It's like you still are, you're building that stress all day, right? And then you get home and you need a break, but you have all this other stuff to do, right? Okay. So if it's a checkout from the stress of the day, you have a couple of options. One is manage your stress throughout the day to take the temperature down at night. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Like way more than I used to. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So do you work outside of the home or do you work from home?
I work outside the home.
Okay. So do you drive to work?
Yes, with the kids.
Sorry. And do you pick them up on the way home? Hi, babe.
Yes. Actually, they work their daycares at my work. So I have no downtime between like going and coming.
Okay. Okay. So this is a great awareness for you. So you need some downtime. How can you create that when you first get home? How can you give yourself some time?
I don't know, because like by the time we get home and like I try and get dinner right on it, like right, like going, and then it's constantly. And so I feel like even to take 5 or 10 minutes, that's our night back.
Mm-hmm. Even to take 5 or 10 minutes, that's what?
Like it feels like it sets our time back because it's so close between by the time we get home and then getting them to bed.
Okay. Is that true? 5 minutes?
No, probably 5 minutes is too much.
Right. How about
it
1 minute?
It feels true.
How about 1 minute?
Yeah, no, for sure. I could do 1 minute.
Right. What could you do in 1 minute that would help you relax just a little bit? What could you do?
I could probably just go away from everybody, go up to my room and just sit for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. And really kind of help yourself decompress. You know what else you could do in that 1 minute? What if during that 1 minute, maybe we could stretch it to 2 minutes, right? I guess it's stretched to 2 minutes. What if during that 2 minutes you laid down and you said, here's all the things that I did really well today. I'm going to leave those. Here's what I have to get done tonight. And I'm going to have an urge to overeat. I'm going to have an urge to want to escape. What do you think that would do for you?
I think that would probably just give me a little bit more of that pause later on. Like it would set the intention for the evening.
Yeah, exactly. For those of you all that are not doing your discovery worksheets and are not finding your patterns like Andrea has done, please, please, please do your discovery worksheets, because Andrea has narrowed down her overeating window to a very specific time and usually for a very specific reason. Hell, she's even got a very specific day. Thursdays, right? The beauty of telling yourself ahead of time when the urge is going to happen, it's kind of like, I've used this analogy before. I don't know if I've ever said it on a coaching call, but I hate haunted houses. Hate them. I don't know why people go through them. They're so scary. Why would you purposely scare yourself like that? Right. But I kind of use this analogy with my private clients a lot too. The beauty of going through a haunted house with someone else that's already been through it is they tell you where things are going to jump out. So when they do, it's not as scary, right? So even if you didn't do it in that 1 minute or 2 minutes that you're kind of just giving yourself that gift before you start your second job, right? Even if you did it in the morning and you said, hey, when you're doing your plan, you know that question in your planner that says, what's most likely to get in my way today? You better be writing that every day. Here's what's likely to get in my way today. It's going to be the urge to eat at night to escape the stress of the day. That's going to be what's going to get in my way. I'm going to tell myself this. I'm going to justify it with this excuse, right? And then when it comes up at night, you're going to be like, oh, hey, old friend, I saw you coming. I wrote about you this morning. I just thought about you about 45 minutes ago, and here you are. I am so ready for you, right? I love how you said too, but will give me that pause. Yeah.
No, that makes total sense.
Yeah. Just give yourself that 1 minute to 2 minutes. Just give yourself a reset, right? It's hard when we have little kids. Like, I'm not about to sit here and say like, no, go take a bubble bath and all this stuff. When your kids are little and you have, you know, dinner to get on the table and there's still homework to be graded or, you know, whatever else is going on. I understand. But that's why I had you question the thought, like, really, you don't have any time. You know, the truth is, yes, you can take 1 to 2 minutes to just kind of reset yourself, celebrate what you've done during the day, and like shed your skin from the day and prepare yourself for the night. And now you know what your window is. Okay. The other thing is that you already know what you need. You need an escape. You need to check out. So keep exploring things like listening to podcasts. Like, what kind of podcasts are you listening to? Are you listening to Corinne?
I'm listening to Corinne, and then I've got a whole bunch of like entertainment ones I listen to too that are just for fun.
Okay. Which ones are more relaxing to you and like an escape for you? The Corinne or the entertainment ones?
She's not listening.
She's not listening. Don't worry.
No, truly both. But I'll pick one that's like on a topic that interests me versus like some of the ones that are less. So I do recognize that.
Yeah. Right. Because truly this, and listen, we all love Corinne. We all love Corinne. But when I'm trying to relax, here's why I don't listen to no BS content. Because when I'm trying to relax and I'm listening to Corinne or no BS content, I'm thinking about how to apply it and what to do. And for some people, maybe that's relaxing. And for those of you that are like that, please don't misunderstand me. That could be very relaxing. But for me, that puts me into like mindset. And then I'm thinking about how I'm going to apply it, and it's work for me, right? So just think about that for you. Make sure you're choosing things that are truly relaxing for you. This is why Corinne says, like, you know, when you're trying to like not eat or give into an urge, please don't put in there, go clean the toilets, right? If you're looking to relax, make sure you're picking something that's relaxing. But I think for you, Andrea, the best thing that's going to help you is really pay attention and prepare earlier in the day outside of the urge, when it's going to happen, what you're going to say, and what you're going to say back to it. Okay. And then continue to meet the need that you actually have. Continue to search for ways to meet the need. Okay. Manage your stress throughout the day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Any other questions?
No, thank you so much.
Hey, congrats on your weight loss. I would love, love, love for you to go into the Facebook group tonight or tomorrow and post one of your biggest, most helpful strategies that you learned to have the success that you've had.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. So one of the things that is a common theme in the urges module is that your urge is communicating something to you. And Andrea, because she's done so many discovery worksheets, she knows that her urge has been trying to communicate to her that she wants to escape from the stress. She wants to check out, Okay. And she's been using food to do that because she said, in fact, she even said the word numb out, right? And that's very common. That's a very common thing to do. And if you've been doing it for a long time, it can feel like it's really hard to let it go. And it can feel like nothing else is going to be as good as the food. Okay. But remember that relaxed is a feeling that's created by our thoughts. So I just want to offer this little tip too. When you are doing the thing, whatever it is besides eating that you want to try to use to relax yourself, it's really important to tell yourself that this is relaxing. Because your brain is still going to feel like, what are we doing? Like, we should be eating, right? So you're literally going to be either laying down on the couch with your eyes closed or taking a walk or listening to a podcast. And you want to say to yourself, this is relaxing. Your brain is going to hear you say that and it's going to go, oh, okay, yeah, we are relaxing. Right? So you're going to have to kind of trigger that. You're going to have to trigger it with a sentence and show your brain that this is relaxing. Okay. Mindy, Dina says I was relaxing so much that I forgot about this call. It's all right, Dina. I love you. Okay. Here we go. Mindy's coming on up. Promote to panelist. Here she comes, everybody. Shut your mouth right now.
How are
Mindy,
you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good.
Y'all, I have been in an accountability group with Mindy for a long time, and I'm not super active in it now because, you know, I got a big J-O-B, but I know Mindy from the way, way back. How are you, girl?
I am good. How are ya?
I'm so good. Okay, tell me about your nighttime eating.
Okay, so mine, and you probably remember this from the accountability group because it's been something I've struggled with forever, mm-hmm. is urges at night. So I'm getting better about stopping at enough at dinner usually. Mm-hmm. I think my bigger issue is like after dinner, I'm like, oh, I need something sweet to end the day. Mm. And then, you know, we've got Why? Crap in the house, or my daughter walks in with Starbucks, which is what happened tonight.
Oh, she's Mindy, like, Mindy, you are not about to blame your daughter and throw her under the bus. Right? And we are not going to blame the shit in your house.
I just told Michael, I was like, I really want something sweet tonight and I shouldn't have anything. And then Lex is like, I brought cake pops home from work. And I was like, son of a gun, hand one over. So I
tell
totally
me, okay, but in. First of all, like, tell me this, why shouldn't you have one?
Well, because I've been trying to lose weight forever and nighttime snacking, I feel like has always been an area of opportunity for me.
Okay. So how can you reward it? Like I should, because there's no should or shouldn't, right?
Right.
Like if you want to eat a cake pop, eat a fucking cake pop, like whatever. Right. But why doesn't Mindy want to eat the cake pop?
And the only answer I have is because I'm trying to lose weight. And if I'm eating sugar, then I can't lose weight.
Is that true?
Probably not. Because I have lost weight. Mm. I have lost weight eating sugar in the past. Mm-hmm. So that's probably not true. Mm. But I always blame it on the sugar.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure there's more overeating going on during the day and that's more of it. But I just feel like, you know, the sugar is probably one of the biggest components.
That you have urges for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you describing, how is the way you're describing sugar making you actually have increased desire for it?
Oh, the way I'm describing it, like in my thoughts, mm-hmm. is that it's delicious and I want some and it'll taste so good and it will end the day right because it's been a long day.
And also I shouldn't be having it.
And I shouldn't be eating them.
Yeah. So this
I
is
totally
not
judge it.
Yeah. Right. So here's like, first off, that's the, just like with the last member, the first thing that you need to do is you need to stop the judgment. Because when we are in judgment, and this goes for anything, when we are in judgment, we are closed off to solutions. Nobody wants to look at shit they feel bad about.
Right.
We just want to sweep it under the rug and start again tomorrow. Or we just want to tell everybody to not bring sugar into the house, or we need to clean out our pantry, or any of this. We don't actually want to understand it because we're in judgment.
Right.
Right. So stop judging it. It makes complete sense why you want to have sugar at night. There is a reason for it. Every single urge is your inner person communicating a need to you. And there's, I'm not even sure what the answer is right now, but it is something. It has a purpose. Maybe from what you're describing, maybe one of the needs is it wants you to give it what it wants. So for example, if you enjoy sweets, but you're telling yourself that you shouldn't be eating them and you're restricting yourself, maybe your inner you is calling out for you to work on your food judgment.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Right? Or maybe the urge that's coming up at night to eat is something like the last member. Why do you need a sweet tonight? Is it to check out? Is it because you haven't enjoyed the shit you've eaten all day and now you feel like you need something yummy?
No, I definitely am planning stuff that I enjoy.
Okay.
But like growing up, we always ended the day with dessert. And I know it's just a habit that I had growing up. Mm-hmm. And using my past as an excuse doesn't really work because I can't blame my past for what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a habit. And okay. I feel like it ends the day on a high note. And I...
Okay, say that again. Mindy, that's so good. Say it again. I feel like what?
I end the day on a high note because I've had a stressful day.
Okay, so what is your need then? What is the need?
I need something positive at the end of the day.
Fucking A. Yes. Yes. I want to end the day on a high note. My inner me wants to feel great at the end of the day. Beautiful.
Yeah.
How can you do that? Sans food.
I can be proud of the way I showed up for myself for the day. I can highlight the things I did during the day that I did right. Mm-hmm. I could find something else that I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. No, but remember though, we're looking to end the day on a high note, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So ending the day on a high note.
Do you assess?
Yes, every night.
You assess every night. That's awesome.
Every night I assess and plan for the next day. I have for over 2,000 days in a row.
What? Holy shit. That's amazing.
Since April of 2019.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. So do you answer the question? Is it, what is it? How is it worded in there in your, what I did right today? Think three things that.
Yeah. The three things I did right today.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I put water because I always hit my water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll pick two other things that I've hit. Sometimes it's.
Okay. Here's your homework.
Yes.
Here's your homework, Mindy. At least one of those has to be not about weight loss.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, y'all listen, weight loss is awesome. It is. It's very cool. But it is not your life.
Right.
It's not your life. You want to end the day on a high note about your life. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So give me a high note from your life today, Mindy.
A high note for my life today. Mm-hmm. I had a great conversation with my daughter about her lacrosse. You know,
why was that so great?
Well, she's going to be taking on a new position this year. Mm-hmm. And so we just had a really good conversation about why she's wanting to take on this new position. She's going to be a goalie. Mm-hmm. And if you know lacrosse, that goalie position is a tough position.
Mm-hmm. But why, and why was the conversation with her so good for you? Why is that a high note for you?
Because we really connected over it. You know, I love watching her play the sport. Mm-hmm. And so for me to understand why she wants to take on this new position, I just felt like we really had a connection there.
Okay, so here you go, Mindy. Connection with your daughter, cake pop.
Connection with my daughter.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
That was a way better high note.
Way better, right? Now listen, maybe all of your nighttime eating is not about high notes. Maybe you're one of the other six things, you know, sometimes too. Mm-hmm. But the lesson is the same. Why do I just, y'all, the, it's so simple. When you want to eat at night, the only question you need to ask yourself is why? What do I really need? Sometimes it is habit. Sometimes it's like you said, those are the habit is the easiest one to change, by the way. If it's truly just a habit, you know why it's the easiest one to change? Because it's not emotional.
Right.
It's just a matter of like changing the habit. Like, it's like, I don't care about it. It's just something I do all the time. Right.
Yeah, I just want it.
I just want it. Right. It's like sleeping on the same side of the bed. I like, right. Are you emotionally attached to the side of the bed you sleep on? Probably not, but it's just a habit. Right.
Yeah.
So if your husband said, you know, I want to switch sides of the bed, you'd be like, all right. And it might be uncomfortable for a little while, but you'd eventually get used to it. But it's not like you're going to cry and be upset and all this stuff over it. Right.
Right.
Habits are easy to change, but yeah. it's when it's emotionally tied up that it gets a little, it needs a little bit more work. Yeah. So I want you to be on the lookout. So you got two homeworks. Number one, be on the lookout for when the sweet or whatever it is that you're wanting to eat at night is taking the place of ending your day on a high note. And then I want you to ask yourself, where's my high note today? What's the high note of my day? The other thing is, at least one of your three things needs to be non-weight loss related.
Okay.
Okay. It's so good to see you.
It is so good to see you. I've missed you.
Me too. Me too. All right, my friend, post it on Facebook, Dina, and let us know how it goes. Oh, Dina, she says hi to you. All right, babe. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye, hen. All right. Chris Lynn with the coolest spelling. KrySlyn. Coming on up. Dina says, hello, Mindy. She's typed it in the chat. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Totally can see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited to be on with you tonight.
I'm excited to be on with you.
Yeah.
Tell me about your nighttime eating, girl. What's going on?
Okay. So I've coached with you in the past about like my after work eating. And I'm still struggling with that. And I'm struggling with my kind of the same thing as Mindy, like the after dinner sweets urges and then the after the kids go to bed.
Okay. Kind of urges. Are they two different things? Like the after dinner sweets is different from the after the kids go to bed? Are they two separate events?
So kind of, because the after dinner is like Mindy, where it's like, I just want something sweet. That thought that I know that comes from my childhood where it's like, there's always room for dessert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just kind of find myself like grab assing for lack of a better term.
Okay. Which one do you think has more effect on your weight loss? Like, which one do you want to tackle tonight? Which one do you want to talk about?
I think, honestly, the after dinner eating, because like the after the kids go to bed eating, I was doing really good at not doing that because one of my I don'ts I had was I don't eat after I assess my day. And I've kind of got to the bottom of that is like, I see eating on the couch with my husband as like a way for us to connect with each other. And so I've kind of like got into that root cause this week. And so I want to be more curious on that end. And like, I know this after dinner thing is something I need to work on.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So let's do the after dinner thing. So tell me what it looks like. So here we go. We're sitting down, we're eating dinner. We finish our dinner. We eat to enough.
Yeah. I mean, eating, I'll be honest, like eating to enough at dinner is really, is a struggle for me. Because that whole, like, I've done really well all day. This is my time to relax. This is, you know, like, oh, it's okay if I overeat at dinner because I left lots of bites earlier in today.
Okay. So those two different things. So you said I've done really well all day,
right?
Is that it out according to your discovery worksheets, is that typically the thought, or is it more of I need to relax? This is my time to relax. Which one do you think is more common for you?
It's more common of like, I want to relax. This is the time I have to sit down. Like I want, okay. You know, like, I don't know. Like when I think about it, like when you first asked the question, I was like, no, it's probably not the relaxation point, but then all I could find coming out of my mouth was relaxation.
Yeah. You know what? Your brain's like, no, don't tell her it's relaxing. We don't really want to work on that because we want to keep
right.
Yeah.
No, like we okay. need to relax. So, you know?
Yeah. Don't tell her about that because then she's going to give you a suggestion. Yeah. Okay. So have you listened to module 3, lesson 6? Have you listened to this one?
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm kind of working on going with Corinne and like taking notes as we watch the lessons together.
Perfect.
But okay. I already did do my discovery worksheet for my after dinner eating tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what'd you write down? What was the thought?
Okay. So the reasons I ate are, I kind of went to like the old school discovery worksheets. So the reasons why it was I'm craving something sweet. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I know this is an urge. Like, I know that's what this is. And then at first I was like, if I eat, it's not going to get any better. Like, you know, if I eat, it's just going to keep going. Hold on one second. Sorry. Hey, can you please go back outside with daddy? Okay. Sorry.
You're good.
So, and then I was like, I know this is an urge. It's going to be okay. I've had enough. I'm going to be okay. And then it was like, oh, if I just eat this, it's going to go away. Mm. And then, oh, what do you know? It didn't go away. That one Hershey kiss did nothing. So I ended up eating 4 Oreos and 3 Hershey kisses while I was standing in the pantry / at the bar, kind of migrating between the two areas.
Tell me how it felt in your body when you were having the urge. What'd it feel like?
Like I was really anxious. Like it just felt like my brain was like a hamster.
What does that feel like in your body?
Like my heart was racing and like, I just was like, I just need something that's going to shut this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your heart was racing.
Mm-hmm.
Was your body like tense or relaxed? What was going on?
I want to say I was kind of feeling a little bit tense.
Okay. Feeling like a little bit tense.
That kind of like that feeling I get when I know that I'm stressed a little bit, like when my brain is reeling, like, you know, like I have to breathe to get it out, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Did you do that tonight, Krislyn? Did you breathe?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. This is so good. This is so good. And this is really, really good. I'm glad we kind of went down this road. Okay. Because here's the thing. When we are in that like physical, like stress sort of heightened anxiety state, it's really hard for the thoughts to get through. So sometimes what we have to actually do first is calm down our nervous system. And when I say calm down our nervous system, what I'm really saying is kind of get your body physically kind of to home base. And if you don't know what home base is, there's a great explanation in the Trusting Your Body course. But it's basically sort of when you're at that sort of even calm, like your heart rate is back to normal, you're breathing normally, your muscles aren't tense, like you just sort of get back into your body. Then the thoughts that you were thinking were, tell me again, the thoughts that you had, which were amazing. What were they? You were telling yourself what?
I know this is an urge. I know this is an urge. And that was like my half attempt to like calm down. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm going to be okay. Like, I know mm-hmm. I stopped it enough. I know I'm mm-hmm. not hungry. And then it just was like, yeah, but you could just have just one. Yeah, but you know, right. like, and this isn't going to hurt. Like, you're the only person who knows what you actually eat, who has to be accountable to it on your assessment. So like, really, who cares except for you? You know, like all of those thoughts came back after I was like, I've already had enough for tonight. I know I'm at enough. And then, and then came the, if I just eat, this will go away.
And then like I had, right. I had because here's the thing. Like, this is what you're avoiding. You're avoiding that anxious feeling. Right. And so when you, if you don't calm the nervous system down, your brain is going to keep offering the solution that it knows or it thinks will work, right? Until you calm that nervous system down. And it's just going to keep doing it faster and louder until you calm yourself down. So I just want you to imagine this. Like, so you finish dinner, you just take, like the first caller, like 1 minute, and you do some deep breathing and you close your eyes and you're like, I'm good. I'm safe. I might have an urge, but I'm doing okay. I've had plenty. I can just breathe through this. Versus here I am in the anxious state. My brain is like freaking out and I'm going, no, you're fine. It's just an urge. It's fine. It's going to be all right. Right. And your brain is not even hearing that.
No, I'm like that meme where it's like the little guy is sitting at the table and like everything around him is on fire. And he's like, this is fine.
But on the inside, it's like explosion. Yes. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So first of all, I want to celebrate you because the fact that you even had the dialogue to come up with, this is an urge. I know it's just an urge. That's so good. So good. Keep that. Keep that. That is great progress. But now we just want to make sure that we are in a physical state to be able to hear that thinking.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Totally.
Because like when I had sat down and did my discovery worksheet, and it said, looking back, was I blaming, excusing, or justifying? What do I want to think instead? And I said, yes, it's an urge, but answering the urge with food will only increase the urge for next time. That in my brain, intellectually, I've taken the urges course, I don't know, feels like 10 times. So like, I know in my brain, it's there. Mm-hmm. And then it said, the most important thing I learned from this is, I said, urges for sweets is my sign of enough. Because like, I have urges for sweets after breakfast and lunch too. But A, they're not available. And I don't make them available. And B, I celebrate that. I'm like, oh, good. Like, I have an urge for a sweet. That means I stopped at enough. And so, urges for sweets is my sign is enough. Yay. Celebrate stopping at enough instead of looking at your urge as a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome.
So like, urges are never intellectually a problem, right? They
are a message. Right. And here's the thing. Like, we hear this a lot, right? Like, this is very common. It's like, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Or I know what to do, but in the moment, I can't remember. And here, that's not even actually what happened with you, Krislyn, because you had the conversation. The only problem was your conscious brain didn't get the last word. That's all that happened. Because remember that our brains will act on the last command it gets.
Okay.
So you had the urge, I want something sweet. And you told yourself, no, I know I've had enough. This is just an urge, blah, blah, blah. And you were having that conversation. And at that point, you were not eating the sweet. Mm-hmm. And then the brain said, yeah, but, right? Mm-hmm. And you just didn't keep talking to it. And you didn't put a pin in it and just say, we've made the decision, we're not eating. You just kept listening to it. It's kind of like your kid, right? You know, when your kids are like, you just end up saying yes because you just want peace and quiet. It's like, fine, whatever. Go write on the walls with markers. I don't even care. Right? Yeah, that's it. That's all that's happening here. So you are so far into the phases of change. Like, this is so good because you're having the, number one, you're hearing the urge. You're having the conversation. The only piece that I think you might be missing, because you, like Mindy said, I just want sweet because it's habit. And if that's true, then it should be pretty easy to change it because you're not emotionally attached to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would do some investigating. What is the sweet doing for you after dinner?
Okay.
What that do you think? Sense. Do you have any guesses? Do you have any guesses as to what it might be?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm not even sitting at the table anymore. So it's not like we're extending dinner. It's not like I'm trying to, you know, like half the time I'm like eating Oreos while I'm doing the dishes, you know? So it's not like I'm avoiding and maybe I'm trying to distract myself. I've never really asked myself, like, what is this doing for me in this moment, you know? Because like when I ask myself that question, like, because in the urges module, Corinne says to like pause, put your hand over your heart, take a minute, and like, why do I really want to eat right now? Like, what?
Why does she have you? Why do you think she has you put your hand on your heart? Why do you think she has
to come back to home base? Like, remind yourself that you're safe. You know,
it really is to calm your nervous system.
Yeah. And oh, it's obvious. I didn't do that. But like, you know, I've had a hard time, you know, my after work urges, I understand why I want to eat. I need to relax. I noticed 2 days this week, I stood in the kitchen and ate and told myself, I'm just so tired. And then I ate, but lo and behold, I tell myself that I'm fine when I get off work and that I had a great day and I'm not tired. I don't eat. Like, that's a huge difference. But like at night, after dinner, I'm like, I don't even know why I want to eat right now. Like, sometimes it feels like I'm just eating just to eat. Does that make sense?
It makes sense that you think that, but there's a reason.
Okay.
And the reason it makes sense that you think that is because you've never investigated it.
Okay.
Right? Because when I ask you, like, what are the Oreos doing for you? And you're like, I don't really know. Well, that tells me that you haven't investigated them. And the best way to investigate is to take them away.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to understand why your urges are there, don't eat.
Okay.
And then the thoughts that you're left with are the reasons you're eating. So if I was with you, tell me.
It just comes down to like a lot of my discovery worksheets. It's I just want it. Mm-hmm. I remember in a podcast way back where Kathy said that she had journaled a lot about, the meal isn't over until I've had dessert.
Mm.
And like that really resounded with me quite a bit. Like, oh man, that's a good thought that I probably do need to journal about because like the meal can be over without dessert. Like, you know, and I tell my kids,
do you believe that? Do you believe that? You believe that the meal isn't over? Is that a thought you have? Cause I mean, here's the thing, like all the time people say things that I'm like, ooh, that's a good thought. It's not helpful to me unless I have it.
Okay.
Do you have that thought? Do you think that you should have that the meal it ends when you have dessert? It doesn't sound like it to me only because you were eating Oreos while you were doing the dishes.
I mean, it's obvious the meal is over. I'm doing dishes.
Do you love doing the dishes?
Not just no. No.
Did you say not just not, no?
Not just no. Like,
like hell no? Like F no?
Hell no.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, I'm just going to guess. Maybe that's why you're eating the Oreos. Because if I have to do the stupid ass dishes, at least I'm going to give myself Oreos.
And it also comes down to I cook dinner, which I also don't enjoy doing. After I've worked all day.
So here we have done a bunch of shit that we don't even like. We're continuing to do crap that we don't like. And oh, by the way, you can't have give in to your urge tonight either. You get nothing, Chrislyn, and you'll like it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I mean, maybe it's that. Like, we're just spitballing here, right? But it could be. I mean, it could be that you have worked all day. this is your story. You work all day, you know, you come home, blah, blah. Then you have to cook dinner. Then you have to do dishes. And we also can't give in to our urges. I mean, what the hell do we have to look forward to at night? Nothing.
And it's also like, okay, I cooked. Okay, we ate. Okay, now I got to hurry up and finish the dishes because the kids got to get in the bath by this time. And then we got to do this. And then we got to do this. And, you know, and then it's 8:30 at night and I haven't sat down since... I got up at 5. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Like, I would love to tell you, like, here's the answer. Just stop doing dishes. Stop cooking. Right. This is not practical. Okay. So how can we make doing the dishes and cooking dinner a little bit more fun? I don't know if that's the right word, but a little bit more enjoyable.
I think I just need to, start changing the conversation around, like, specifically cooking dinner. Cause like doing the dishes isn't really something that I know I don't enjoy. It's not my favorite thing to hold do. I don't think anybody enjoys unloading the dishwasher, but like, I really need to change my story around it because when my husband and I first got married, the agreement was he cooks, I clean. That was the agreement. Mm-hmm. Well, now our situation is different because I get home from work before he does. And so now I cook and he helps me clean, but I'm still like, I'm washing, he's drying. You know what I mean?
What's your current story around it? Cooking and cleaning. Dinner. What's my story?
I cooked. So why am I standing here at the sink?
I cook, so this is unfair. Dishes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When in all actuality, like, I also know, because I know myself, that if I followed those rules, right, where I just told him, like, hey, I cook, so you're cleaning up tonight, right? And I sat my ass at the table and did nothing, my brain would be like, you should just get up and help him. You're being so selfish by sitting here. It would go so much faster if you would just help him and then he could relax too. You know, him and I have the same job, but he stands on his feet all day and I do not. So, you know, like I always feel really guilty when he's, you know, up standing at the sink and things like that, when he's been standing for
This is number five. This is number five on the list, by the way. Number five is guilt. Guilt, right? Okay. So here's what I hear you say. I'm pissed off that I'm doing the dishes. It's not fair because I cooked. Right?
Yeah.
And if I ask my husband to do the dishes, then I'm going to feel guilty. So my options are me be pissed or my husband do the dishes. And this is not everyone, but for women, I know for me, I'm a martyr. I'll do it. Just let me do it all, right? And my husband's like, well, can I help you? No. Or, you know, like, I want to do it all, but then I also want to bitch about doing it all. Right?
Yes. Or I'm the only one who can do it right. My way is the only right way.
Right, because then if you were sitting at the table while he was loading the dishes, you would probably be going, saying what about what he was doing?
Why did he put that there?
Why did you load the dishwasher that way? That's so stupid. Don't you know? This makes total... Just let me do it. Yeah.
Like, because don't worry. It's only right if I do it, right? If you want something done right, just do it yourself.
Yeah.
But by golly, I'm going to bitch the whole way.
Yeah. So truly, this is your homework. What is your story around doing the dishes? What do you want your story to be? And maybe that story means... You ask your husband for some help here. And you're like, you know what? I notice a lot of my nighttime eating is related to this thought that I have that I'm the only one that can do it, that I have to do everything, you know, whatever the thought is. Do you think you could do the dishes? But then you're going to have some work to do on the back end with, if you ask him to do the dishes, you're going to have to let him do them. Or the other option is you keep doing the dishes, but stop describing it like it's this sword you're falling on. Either option is okay.
And like Dina just said, like do them, or you could just do them and love it. You know, like
you could decide.
Because I love a clean kitchen.
Like, I like the way I do it. You know,
yeah.
put in a podcast while you're doing it. And make it relaxing. Be like, you know what? And they're listening to something and you're putting on music, you know, there's ways that you can make it a little more enjoyable, but you tell yourself, I'm doing this because I like the end result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yeah. The other thing that you've got going for you, Krislyn, is you know your windows too. So mm-hmm. you better be in the mornings when you're doing your plan, those windows better be on your obstacle list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
every day.
Yeah. And it's every single day I write like urges after work, urges after dinner, urges after kids go to bed. Cause those are like top three times when I'm going to have those but are my urge windows.
But here's the tip. Don't just write urges after work. What's your obstacle of the day? It's not the urges. The obstacle is the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down. Here's the thought that I'm going to think that's going to get me to want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell yourself after work? We already know the urge is the window is after school, after dinner, and after the kids mm-hmm. go to bed. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thought? What is everybody's like, my client's always like, Coach Christy, you know, it's always our thoughts that are the obstacles. I'm like, I know, right? It's true. Your thoughts are always the obstacle. So mm-hmm. what is it that you're just based on what we talked about tonight, what is the thought that is going to cause the urge for the Oreos or whatever while we're doing the dishes or while we're transitioning to bath and all that stuff? What's the thought?
I mean, I know that like after work, it comes down to, I just want to relax. I'm so tired. I just want to sit down. I just need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's my after work thought, right?
Okay.
And then mm-hmm. after dinner, it's kind of, I haven't really investigated into why, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because predominantly a lot of my...
But based on what we talked about tonight, what is it?
It's, I hate doing the dishes.
This isn't fair.
Right. Right. And then sometimes like I'll put these kind of things on my plan and plan mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And then like, then there's the entitlement thought. Oh, it's on my plan. I can have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, then I catch myself in my discovery worksheets like, okay, well, yeah, you can have it. Were we really hungry?
Right. And here's the thing, like, Krislyn, how long have you been in OBS?
2 years.
Okay. So sometimes if you're a new member, if you are new to OBS, we say that, right? We're like, why aren't you just planning it? Like, we'll say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great strategy when you're learning to normalize food.
Mm-hmm.
When you're learning to like, just put it on your plan. It's the purpose of putting it on your plan is so then you can stop eating behind your back. Right. But for somebody that's mm-hmm. been around for 2 years and been working at this as long as you're at the point where you now have to be able to not plan it and manage your mind around that. That's what we want to work for. Right. Mm-hmm. Because putting it on your plan takes away the opportunity to really figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're justifying it then. And you're like, well, it's on my plan so I can eat it. But this, remember how earlier I said, hey, if you want to know the thinking behind your urges, stop eating. That's the same thing. If you want to know your thinking behind the urges, don't put it on your plan and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And like, I've been trying to like be investigative about why I've gained 10-ish more than 10 pounds lately. Mm-hmm. And like, I was talking to one of my accountability partners about it and I'm like, well, I need to change this and I need to get back to all these habits that I used to do. And then she was like, yeah, but what are you doing now that you didn't do then? Like you sleep, you plan every single day, you assess every single day, you drink your water like a boss. Like what were you doing then that you're not doing now? And I'm like, I don't even know. Like maybe I'm one of those people that in the urges module, Corinne says like small adds, like some adds and extras add up to gains and stalls. In the same way that small changes add to weight loss.
That could be. And I will tell you that one of the biggest reasons some of us in the beginning, we lose weight, but then we pop back up. It's because we just did the basics without the thought work.
And I'm not really sure that was me, because when I go back and look at my old planners from back then, I had really great discovery worksheets. I had really great journal entries. And I think I just got out of that habit of journaling and like,
so you stopped doing the thought work. You stopped doing the thought work.
I kind of just, you know, I took a promotion at work and which gave me more stress. And then it just kind of like snowballed into, well, I don't have time. And, you know, it's been this whole thing. And it's like, you know, in that, God, just so much shame around the weight gain, you know, that's come with it. And that's what's made, like, I think that's also what's fueling my nighttime eating, because I, you know, have this underlying thought of you're such a failure. You should have never let this happen, you know, and that underrides every single moment of every single day. Does that make, like, am I crazy?
Yeah. No, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. And why does it make sense that it comes up at night?
Because I'm able to suppress it all day because I'm at work. And like, you know, I can talk to myself fine at work and during the day and stuff like that, because I'm not, you know, I'm not at home. It's not quiet.
How much time do you have? How much time do you have? That's exactly right. That's 100% right. A lot of times our emotional eating at night is because we haven't thought during the day. And when it's quiet, that's when all the thoughts come in because we're not busy. We're not distracted. So it's normal. Do you have enough bandwidth to work on the Regain Solution course? It's about an hour long. It's only an hour. It's 1 hour.
Okay.
It's not like multiple modules, multiple lessons. It's 1 hour long. There's about like a 30-minute like Q&A at the end, but you could skip that part.
Okay.
It's literally 1 hour. I highly, highly, highly recommend it for you.
Okay.
Because we didn't even talk about shame until just at the very end here. And just like with the other callers, dropping that shame, that's what I want you to work on first.
Okay.
The shame of your regain. And the Regain course is really going to walk you through it. That's got to be step one, dropping the shame shawl. Your regain happened for a reason. Like, there's something for you to learn in there. There's something that you didn't learn the first time around that caused you to pop back up the 10 pounds. I'm not sure what it is, but there's some golden nugget in there that is begging you to come back and pick it up. I used to use this analogy, like with my kids. I'd be like, you know, in video games, like the quest games where like, you got to like go along and you got to collect all the weapons. So at the end, you can fight the big monster and like defeat him. Right. There's the sword under the rock that you forgot to pick up that one time around. So now you just got to go back and pick it up. There's no point in having shame. There's just something that you didn't get that first time around. You just got to go back and get it. There's something in there for you to learn, but go through that course. It's an hour long. I want you to drop the shame on this regain. Okay. Because whatever, I mean, at the end of the day, why did you regain weight? Because you're overeating.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, ta-da, right? Okay. Why am I overeating? Well, because there have been times that I've been using food to cope with stuff. If there's no need to have shame about that. That's why every single one of us are in no BS, because we have used food to cope with our emotions. Every single one of us. Nobody came to no BS because they didn't know how to lose weight. We came to no BS because we use food to cope with our feelings and we are trying to figure that out. And you just went back to doing that because you took a promotion, because things in your life changed, because you got to do the dishes.
Because I noticed, like, when I think back to myself, like a year ago, when I was kind of like stuck, but you know, like I was still doing, you know, the things and stuff. And I'm not that I'm not now, but you know, my husband, every single night, he always, like right before we go to sleep, he always says, I love you so much. And you're the best. You're the best. And for a long time, like before I joined NoBS, I was like, don't say that. That's not true. And then like, after I joined NoBS and like started the thought work and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm badass, you know?
Yeah. You better like
better love the shit out of me, actually. Do a lot for you. But dishes. Like, but you know, in the last like probably 6 or so months, that story has changed back to that's not true. And lo and behold, the last 6 months is when I've seen the scale go from like the low end of where I still had about, 7 to 10 pounds to lose to get to my goal, to now I'm closer to like almost 20 pounds to lose to get to my goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I know this comes back to how I talk to myself, right? But like, sometimes you just, like I tell my accountability group, like sometimes I just have this screaming person in my brain. And I just can't shut her up. Like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. And all that needs to happen, remember, first we got to calm our nervous system. First, we got to calm our physical body down so it can receive the conscious thinking that we're giving it. It's normal. All of that is normal. But I really want you to go back and do that regain course. It's just an hour. Even if you, listen to it while you're doing the dishes. Seriously, just put it in your ear. There's some really good stuff in there. This first lesson is drop the shame shawl. That's lesson number one. She literally calls it that.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that makes sense. And I'm sorry to like go all into this tonight and keep you so long. I'm so sorry.
We're 7 minutes over. It's okay. It's okay. Thanks. Okay. Hey, listen, I love to do this with anybody I coach on these membership calls. Please pop into the Facebook group after you've listened to the Regain Solution and tag me and give me your like top couple of ahas that you got from it.
Okay.
That'll do two things. One is it'll let me know that you did it and you followed through with your homework, because I love some accountability. And number two, you can share with all the other people that are in the same boat as you some things that you learned that could help them.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. This has been so
welcome. It's good to see you again.
Yeah. I just adore you. I just think you're so cool and fun.
Thanks. I adore you right back.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, my friend.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, y'all. I'm sorry we went over. Dina, I'm sorry we went over. Okay. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much. Just a reminder, if you have not signed up for virtual camp, please, please, please do that. It's No Excuses Weekend. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And the price goes up at the end of the month. So save yourself some money and just go ahead and sign up tonight for virtual camp. And tonight's coaching call was all about Module 3, Lesson 6. If you haven't listened to it, please go and listen to it. Corinne did the watch party for it yesterday, which will be posted on Friday. So you can watch it on the replay, or you can go ahead and access it right now, nobswomen.com, click on the No BS Foundational Pathway, and you will can access the module right now. Don't forget to check your boxes as you listen to these lessons. And if you are listening in the podcast, please make sure that you go to the website and check out the guide that goes with these modules. I was just kind of skimming it again today because it's been a minute since I've looked at it. Y'all, she gives you so many alternate thoughts to think. That is a question we get in Ask Coaches all the time. Like, what can I think instead of blank? That guide is filled with them. It's filled with other thoughts to think, especially when you're working with your urges. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you next time.